You're right about the diversion, she told Gossett. How about if you move the vehicles in closer and exchange a few more words with Epperson while I make a run for the barn?
You got it.
They piled into the cars, Tully looking like his firstborn just died. Weapon in hand, Jude moved away from the group and skirted the first barn, her back to the wall. The second had a grain silo on top. In a matter of seconds, she covered the distance to take refuge in its shadow. She allowed herself exactly a minute to calm her breathing and survey her surroundings once more for signs of activity. In an odd way, it was like a training exercise at Quantico. She felt cold and detached, yet tightly coiled, adrenaline charging her muscles with tension. Taking a quick, deep breath, she stepped out into the sunlight and ran. Within seconds, she heard the familiar pop of a gunshot. She hit the ground and crawled on her elbows, thinking the whole time, it really is like Quantico, only the bullets are real.